This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
WEEI Afternoons, happy St. Patrick's Day here in Boston. What are you giggling about, Fitzy? You bumping to the music?
Oh, I always enjoy it. Come on, you know I'm a hustler, baby.
Hustler, baby! Just gonna let
it go. I'm looking forward to, got shepherd's pie for dinner tonight.
Ooh,
always a favorite.
That's a fave of mine.
That's a sneaky
great. Is that Irish?
Like. Yes.
It is. Mm-hmm. I like shepherd's pie. I was thinking of going out for some fish and chips.
What? Chips?
Yeah, fish and chips.
Fish and chips. Pork chops and applesauce?
Is that an accent by chance?
I'm not sure what it was.
No one doing the boiled dinner, huh?
I missed that.
Oh, I had one Saturday, Stiz. We had a neighborhood dinner. My buddy did two slow-cooked corned beefs, cabbage, the whole shebang. Mm. I made beer bread from scratch. Woo!
That was the noise everybody was making when all that made its way through the system.
Sunday was rough around the old
cabbages. Old.
We did a lot of work on the outside of the house yesterday. This just in, also the sauna is up and running.
You have a sauna?
We do.
And you want me to pretend you're not ritzy fitzy? That you're not?
No, I'm not. It's not ritzy fitzy. Now refer to me as schwitzy.
Do you have a sauna in both the Cape House and your regular house? Or how's that
do
work?
You have a sauna at the Cape House as well? My compound, which is down the street from the Kennedys and the Crafts and
it's a little nice. You have a little sea shack.
You know what? A lot of people do that are
rich.
Part of the working middle class.
No, they don't. Did you get it at BJ's? Get a deal at Costco?
You know what? I drive a ding dong mobile so I could have a home sauna, unlike people that have Host One money and have brand new trucks with iPhone chargers in the back. Yeah, your freaking Honda has a latte machine in the back. So don't at me when it comes to like living well.
Real quick, it also has a mind of its own and likes to jam on the brakes occasionally. I don't think it likes my driving style. I think it thinks I drive a little aggressively and it decides that I need to brake.
I've seen you drive. I'm not surprised that your Honda is actually taking such robotically preventative measures.
Some of us that commute an hour and a half plus need to shave any miles and minutes off anywhere we can. Anyway, the big announcement here. Everybody's doing it, so we're wanting to be with the cool kids, so we're doing it too. Plus, our boss told us we had to do it. So we are doing a bracket here on WEEI Afternoons. We're not doing uniforms. That was a good idea, though. I like the Jones and Keefe. I vote every day for the tremendous uniforms they're putting on their bracket.
Are we doing icks?
We're not doing icks. I don't even know what icks are.
Icks, like when you get like cringed and creeped out by something.
Bill Belichick is taking photos with his young girlfriend.
Yes, okay.
Yeah,
Andy, a top four, like a three seed in a bracket would be Belichick and the GF doing beach yoga.
We are not using icks, and before the drum runs out, we are doing Boston sports nicknames. Yeah. You're damn right we're homers, and we're homers to a lot of great nicknames in this city over a lot of great years of sports. So we're going to set up the brackets, four regions. You're obviously the four major sports. You got the Celtics, the Red Sox, the Patriots, and the Bruins, and we're going to actually skip the line a little bit here. I don't know if we're lazy or smart. You decide. Up to you. We're going to start at 32. I didn't see the need for 64 team bracket for the best Boston sports nicknames.
It's our first bracket. Let's slow our roll. Let's take it. Let's get this right first.
Plus, poor Brian, when he's putting out all the tweets and everything that goes with it and the socials. There's a lot of work for Brian, so I wanted to shave a little work off for him. But, yeah, we're going to cull together the top eight nicknames from each of the sports teams, have them go head-to-head. Obviously, they'll be seated within their region, and then they'll move on. So, Fitzy, if I just said Boston sports nicknames, the first one that comes to mind is?
Big Poppy.
Poppy.
Hey, Andy, yes.
That Big feels Poppy. Like it could be a one seed, but there's others. There's a lot
I
of them.
I was thinking, you know, actually, when we first discussed this, one night I was just batting them around. I was adding some to our Google Docs, and I was trying to think, like, what the one seeds are. And I think Big Poppy kind of has to be.
Splendid Splinter.
He might be a betting favorite, dude.
Splendid Splinter is a pretty good nickname. Pretty good
nickname.
You're
right, it is.
The Red Sox, the Rocket, not bad. The Rockets, that's a tough... That's the, what do they call it? The bracket of death? That's the bracket of death in the World Cup.
The Sox?
Yeah.
Oh, hands down.
Because then the other regions...
If we get to eight from hockey, I'll be stunned.
We can, but they're not quite as good. And we...
Your nickname is just your name with a Y at the end.
Yeah. You're Fitzy. Who are you to complain?
Okay, Hardy.
I'm Jumbo. I'd be a top seed in this if we did the EEI nicknames.
Oh, God. You would not be.
Jumbo's a good nickname. I didn't intend it to be. It just kind of took on a life of its own.
Well, it's funny because it's kind of like an oxymoron. You know what I mean? Jumbo shrimp.
You're a moron. So that's the bracket.
This has got to be the most mature show.
No, we don't try to be mature. We try to be fun. We try to be us. We try to be real.
You have a hard candy shell.
So okay, that is the bracket that'll be unveiled later this week. If you have any last-minute nominees and you want to text them in, 617-779-7937, or you can reach out to us on socials at Jumbo Heart, at Fitzy GFY. If you have any last-minute nicknames you want to slide into the folder, go ahead.
Okay, here we go, Andy. Here was one we didn't even have on our show prep doc, but I got to say, it's going to compete for a mention. Here we go. Ready? This one right here. Sorry, I'm looking for it right here. Oh, nice. 774. Mayday Malone. Now, that's a fictional Red Sox player from Cheers, but that's awesome.
Yeah, that's fake. We're not doing fake
Okay,
nicknames.
All right. Well, then if we're going to go real, the 860. Curtis the Mechanic Lascanic. That is an awesome nickname.
It is. I don't know that it'll make the cut in the very competitive Red Sox region, but we'll see.
Is there a chance that one of the brackets is so good that it takes over part of the other ones?
I mean, we can talk about that.
You can name names, the hockey bracket.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, it could happen. We'll figure that out. We're going to figure that out tonight, but that's the plan. Now is my favorite part of today's show. St. Patrick's
Day. Over?
No, that's not my favorite
part. We're talking about Belichick again?
St. Patrick's Day, and we're drafting the greatest sports Patricks, but also the non-sports Patricks. So we've done the snake draft before.
So as it works,
but no, you have to draft only one non-sports Patrick. So we're going to go around three rounds, one non-sports, two sports related. The three voting parties or drafting parties will be me, Fitzy, and the Behind the Glass boys, Dan and Stiz, will have one draft pick. And as we all know, it starts with the number one overall pick, which you boys have your little fancy quiz with Stiz machine there. Tell me, who got the number one pick?
Well, congratulations to our good friend Nick Fitzy Stevens, who will be picking first overall in this week's draft, followed by Andy Hart.
Yeah.
And then the Behind the Glass boys will have the wraparound pick at the end of the first and beginning of the second.
All right, then I feel compelled to ask this question to the judging and rules committee, which probably seems very improv and jazz related. Is it a Patrick as a first name, Patrick as a last name, or can it be a middle name?
No middle names.
Okay.
That's so fair. Brady out.
Good.
Sit your ass down, Brady.
I agree with that then. All right, then with the first overall pick,
I'm going to have to take the best quarterback in the NFL right now, Patrick Mahomes.
That's a good pick. That's what I would have went with as
strong
well.
Pick. Strong pick. Strong
it is
pick.
Also interesting that the two greatest quarterbacks of all time have Patrick in their name.
Kermit the Frog here.
That is Patrick.
Hi-ho, Kermit. Patrick Mahomes here.
Okay, so this is tough with me. So I am going to go off the sports beaten path right out the gate.
You are not going off the sports grid with your top pick. Damn.
Just because I want to. Just because I need the soundbite to be ready, Stiz. He has a best friend who maybe lives in a pineapple under the sea.
Oh!
Patrick Starfish is the number two pick, but Stiz.
It's only Star.
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 Well, he is a starfish.
Yes, but his last name is Star.
Okay, he's a star, and he's also a pink starfish. And he's also Dauber from Coach, and that's what I wanted you to hear, but Stiz didn't have it ready, so we'll just move on to the third pick.
Good pick, though. Good pick.
Patrick Starr. Wow, good one. Okay.
Underrated. Underrated, okay. But good, you know.
It was
good,
not a reach.
Good prospect value.
It was a reach.
Good
we all stick
value.
To our own board here.
All right, Stiz, you were hot on your non-sports pick, which
that's
is,
right.
surprises many a listener, I'm sure. So we have our wraparound pick behind the glass, so I will cede to you.
All right, for our pick... we are going with horror icon Patrick Bateman from American Psycho.
Oh, wow.
Wait a second. You're going with a fictional. Oh, okay. Andy went with a fictional one.
Yeah,
you're going,
Patrick
you're going
Star
with,
does not
oh,
exist.
Oh, well, then if you make that pick, then I have to say, don't just stare at it. Eat it.
There you go.
I don't know what that means, but that does not seem appropriate.
That's a line from American Psycho, one of the best movies this century. Phenomenal book, phenomenal movie, and what made... Christian Bale, the man who was to be the best Batman, a star. And it was also, if you're going to make that pick, Stiz, and you're not playing Huey Lewis in the News, Hip to Be Square, then do you even produce radio, bro? Hello?
Sorry, we were discussing our next pick. Yes, Huey Lewis should have been playing during the course of that pick.
Damn it!
Sorry about that. All right, so that is the first round pick, Patrick Bateman. We wrap around with the beginning of the second. We were going back and forth between two different athletes, and we've landed on. Hall of Famer in the NBA, tremendous resume. Patrick Ewing will be our second round pick.
He had to say tremendous resume because he's like, doesn't have a title, but the resume is good.
Cambridge's own, baby. Home team or no team.
11-time right. All-Star, 7-time All-NBA. I'm reading off of Basketball Reference because he's very freaking good.
How many titles?
Mm-hmm. And the Ewing theory.
So back to me, and I've already used my non-athlete pick, and that Ewing one was actually a good one. So I am going to go with...
Oh, wow.
I'm going to go between the pipes. Pat Roy, or Roy, if you want to say it that way. Patrick Roy, Canadiens goalie.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can just go with wah if you want.
Wah.
Wah.
All right, Fitzy, you're up.
All right. I'm going to go with my... Oh, this is a tough one. There are three good Patrick non-sports Patricks right there. But I got to stay true to my heart and soul. Mentioned one of the movies he was in earlier today when referencing Belichick and Jordan on the beach. Also, he was the star of Roadhouse. He's a bad son of a gun and a 1980s icon. I will take you drive me Swayze, Patrick Swayze.
It's a good pick, Fitzy. Good pick. See, I can support my co-host. I don't have to say I was a reach.
Okay, now.
Now you got to swing back around. You got to be ready. You're on the clock. Don't let the Vikings pass you up.
All right, hold on. Here we go. I'm going to have to do it. As much as I would like to take a football player, I'm actually going to go to the land of iced hockey. Fitzy, why are you talking hockey on the radio? You don't know garbage. Probably not, but I do know this. This guy was awesome. I'll take Patrick Kane.
That's a good pick.
That's a very good pick.
That would have been in consideration for me, but I think you guys left me with a nice eighth overall pick. A man who has built multiple title-winning NBA teams. He coined the phrase three-peat. His name, he's got slick hair and a slicker resume. Pat Riley.
Patrick Riley. Solid pick.
That's good value right there at the eight slot. Now, Mr. Irrelevant, what do you got behind the glass, boys?
You could probably see me mouth, damn it, when you made that pick. So
I did.
That was quite the good pick out of you. Looking at my list, seeing what we have, most of the Patrick's gone.
you guys have made your non-pop culture. You guys have made your pop culture one. So you have to go athletic?
Sports it is.
Yes.
I'll give you one who's on the table, guys.
I'd appreciate that.
Patrick Willis, the legendary linebacker for the 49ers.
That was who I was leaning towards, and that's what I'm going to go with. So I appreciate the nod there, Fitzy. So our Mr. Irrelevant will be five-time All-Pro, 112 career games, 20 and a half sacks, 950 tackles. Pretty good resume, which I've already said twice. I'll go with Patrick Willis as
so
Mr. Irrelevant.
Undrafted is Danica Patrick, Pat LaFontaine, Pat Surtain, senior and junior, Pat Sajak from the non.
Yeah, I had that one.
I think I would have gone Pat Sajak if I hadn't gotten Pat Starfish.
Also Robert Patrick, who played the Terminator in Terminator 2. Patrick Warburton, who was Putty on Seinfeld. Actor Patrick Wilson. And how about this? Huge, Andy, huge pop culture one. Patrick Stewart from Star Trek Next Generation.
Yeah, Magneto.
And how about McDreamy, Patrick Dempsey?
Oh, they're coming in now on the text. Dan Patrick, Pat Tillman.
Pat Tillman.
Yeah, there's a few that we missed on. I hope also somebody was monitoring the nicknames because the chat line was flowing fast and furious. Hope somebody was writing those
Patrick
down.
Patrick Stewart get the most texts. Like, I'm counting now dozens.
Yeah, no, he definitely was a popular choice. So let's revisit. Fitzy had the number one overall pick. He went with Patrick Mahomes. I think that was a good one. Then he later grabbed Patrick Swayze and Patrick Kane. I had the second pick. I went Patrick from SpongeBob. I went Patrick Raw. I like that name. Or Roy. And Pat Riley. And the Behind the Glass boys went Patrick Bateman, Patrick Ewing, and Patrick Willis.
Ooh, sounds like an easy dub for the Behind the Glass boys.
So our guy Brian Ferzocco will get these up on at WEEI Afternoons so we can vote to see who you think had the best St. Patrick's Day All-Patrick Snake Draft here on WEEI Afternoons. Up next here, you know what time it is. It's St. Patrick's Day, but we still end the same way. It's odds, it's ends, and it's up next.